This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
It's Father Tom and Anthony today. Saint Anthony. I call him Saint Anthony. In my telephone, his name is Saint Anthony. And we're here to proclaim the Word of God, the Holy Word of God. Do you know that in many places, the Word of God is not proclaimed? I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what they're doing. We are called to proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ in word and in sacrament. Not only in sacrament, but in word. You know why we need to hear the word? Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Any one church that doesn't preach the Lord Jesus Christ is not doing the will of God. I don't know what they're preaching. You see, we have a liturgical year, and every part of that liturgical year is about Jesus. Advent. He's coming in glory to judge the living and the dead. He came as a baby. After Advent, we have Lent. We have Lent. Repent and believe the good news that Jesus Christ bled for you to save you from yourself and from Satan. He prayed for your sins. We have every liturgical season to talk about Jesus. I don't know why people say, I've got nothing to say. No, no, no. There's always something to say. Why? Because somebody might be out in that church that doesn't know Christ Jesus more than they know Mickey Mouse, but they know Mickey better than the Lord Jesus Christ. We always have to preach not only things that are beyond salvation, but we always have to have the invitation to bring people to Christ. Everyone doesn't know Jesus. If everyone knew Jesus, things would be different. Even in the church. I want my way. No, I don't want my way. I want Yahweh. I want his way. That's what I want. Because things happen when the Lord has his way. We're in here 41 years. We haven't been just twiddling our thumbs. We've been preaching in the name of Jesus. We've invited people to give their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ. We've invited people to go to confession to receive our blessed Lord as Eucharist. And we've invited people to experience Pentecost. Oh, yes, that's why I was confirmed, to experience Pentecost, the outpouring of the Spirit. Nothing happens without the outpouring of the Spirit. We're just twiddling our thumbs. No, no, no. The outpouring of the Spirit brings us to Christ Jesus, crucified, dead, buried, and raised from the dead. That's what happens. We need to preach Jesus and him crucified. That's what St. Paul said. Remember what he said to the Corinthian community. I made up my mind before I came to you to know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified. And if it's good enough for the Apostle Paul, it's certainly good enough for Father Tom and Anthony to know nothing but the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our everything. There is no salvation outside of Jesus Christ. His blood has won us to God. His blood has healed and taken away those rotten roots of sin as we confess them, as we go to confession. I don't know how people say, well, it's Sunday, I don't have much to say. Much to say? People out there have been barraged by the world. The world and the devil. You don't have anything to say. You better have something to say. Because people are going down into the hole where Jesus isn't. You better have something to say. That's why you were ordained, and that's why you were confirmed.
With the outpouring of the Spirit, it means the Spirit should be pouring out of you. The Holy Spirit always has something to say about Jesus. It always has a new way to glorify him, a new technique to bring people in the kingdom of God. The Holy Spirit is a creative genius. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit is so that the Holy Spirit can pour out of you, that you live from the overflow, that everything in your life becomes about Jesus. When someone does something nice for me, that is Jesus working through that person. If someone does something mean to me, I now have the honor to share in the sufferings of Christ. That if I have a gift, it's from God. If I have a suffering, it's from Jesus. I'm sharing in his sufferings. I'm living in his divine will, where I have the grace to see Jesus in everything. And soon, everything becomes Jesus. When I give to someone, I'm giving to Jesus. When someone gives to me, I'm receiving from Jesus. When I pray for someone, I'm praying for Christ within them. When God calls me to lay hands upon someone, I'm asking Jesus to come pray in my hands. Lord, illuminate my hands with your power. Illuminate my mind with your thoughts. Illuminate my heart with your love, because I want to be nothing but an empty vessel for you, Jesus. When I become nothing, you become everything. When I become empty, you begin to fill me. And Jesus will always give you the words. Jesus will always give you the strength. I was at work this weekend, and it was maybe my 34th hour working in 3 days, and I felt like I had nothing left in the tank. I was so empty and tired, my body hurt, but I wore this wonderful pin, and what is it? It's a Blessed Mother with the Eucharist encased within her, and so I wear it to just get people to ask me. And there were these two girls, and one of them asked me, are you religious? I said, no, not really. Probably the least religious person you know. But Jesus, I'm in a divine connection with God. He has given us his mother. He has given us himself, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist. And they told me the story that she was from Nigeria. And she was Pentecostal, and she was on a bus coming back from New York from church camp. And she had met the girl, the other woman, who she was eating lunch with, and something drew her to her. And I said, well, Jesus set this up so that I can preach the gospel to you. That your guardian angels were friends, and they led you together. Because do you know you have a guardian angel? And people's angels are leading them to you because they know you know the truth. And their angels are hoping that you will tell that person about the love of Jesus Christ and preach the gospel to them. But I begin to prophesy over her. I begin to get words from heaven. I begin to tell her about the love of Jesus, about the testimony, about what Jesus did in my life. And suddenly I went from being so tired, no words, to the Holy Spirit filling me. The power of God was on me. The love of God was oozing out of me. And in that restaurant in Antico Forno, she said, you know, that all sounds good. I've always wanted to feel the power of God. I said, we're going to do it right now. You're going to give your life to Jesus because he brought you to me so that I could preach the gospel to you and you could become a child of God. And you know, from there we did the sinner's prayer. We laid hands upon her. But here's the thing. When you are the weakest, God is the most strong through you. God is bringing people to you. And whether you feel it, whether you don't, whether it's in season, whether it's out of season, it's like a tissue box. You might only have one thing to say to someone, but as you say that first thing, when you pull the tissue out, the next tissue comes, and the next tissue comes. That's how the prophetic works. God is just looking for you to be like Jesus. He loves you. He has a plan upon your life. And then the Holy Spirit will put the next words in your mouth. And pretty soon you are a vessel of grace to be used by the Lord Jesus Christ. He will give you the strength, even if you feel utterly tired, utterly weak, utterly broken, if you just step out in faith and begin to say one thing about Jesus Christ, he will equip you with the next thing to say. And not only with words, but with power. Because the kingdom of God is not only words, but it is power. And Jesus confirms his words with his power and the miraculous signs of the kingdom of God.
That's real stuff. That's real stuff. That comes right from the scripture. The apostles, before they proclaimed the word of God, usually did something wonderful and miraculous. And we've got that power to do miraculous things. We just need to be connected to the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, I'm not talking about walking through the sea. No, I'm talking about when people are with me, I want the words to bring them to Christ. And you know what? Everyone has different words and different experiences. I don't just have one way of talking about our Lord Jesus. Everyone has a different way to Christ, but the way is Jesus. A different way. Some people, they're into sports. Oh, I tell you, I'm not really the one to tell them about Jesus, but I still have done it. Into sports? Oh, you people, you do the best you can. You're at bat. You want a home run. Isn't that wonderful? Well, God wants to give you a home run today. He wants to introduce you to the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, I've heard about Jesus. Oh, I don't want you to hear about him. I want you to know him. There's a big difference between hearing about him and knowing him. Adam knew Eve and they had a baby 9 months later. We need experiential knowledge of Jesus. As the old abbot used to say in the West, experiential knowledge of Jesus. Not experiential, but that's what he said. I knew what he was talking about. Experiential. But he said experiential knowledge of Jesus. Yes, that's what you need today. You don't need to hear Father Tom and Anthony. You need their voices would bring you to Christ. That's what you're here for. We're not here for anything else. I don't want your money. I've got my own money. We don't take a penny. We just keep preaching, telling people maybe someone else will snap on the radio today. Maybe somebody else will hear the word of God. We don't get money for this. This is our pleasure. This is our pleasure.
Father's building his mansion in heaven.
And you know what? I'm going to tell you, we started 41 years ago. And the only way I could do this is if we got money to pay our bills. And God has been faithful. For 41 years, we've paid our bills. And we've received zilch as money. No money for us. Proclamation for us in the name of Jesus.
But God has been faithful because Father Tom has been faithful. See, the measure we give is the measure we receive. Do not be confused. A man will reap what he sows. So as Father gives the first fruit of everything he receives back to God, the first 10%, that's tithes plus offerings, plus more, plus more. I've never met someone more generous or who gives more than Father. Then God is overly abundant to him. See, the amount we give is the amount we receive. A man, if you sow four seeds, you might get three tomato plants. If you sow thousands of seeds, you're going to reap a harvest, which is 100-fold. You can't reap until you begin to sow.
And we sow the word of God by God's grace every day. The word of God that changes people's lives. I don't understand why preachers don't preach the power of Jesus' death, burial, resurrection, and the coming of Pentecost. That's available for preachers. Oh, but we don't want to come on too strong. Let me tell you something, baby. The devil comes on very strong every day. Oh, he comes on very strong. And he wants people into his life and into his being. No, I'm going to come on strong. People say, you'll turn off people. Well, it's better to turn them off. At least they've made a decision to turn off the gospel. Now they can come again and hear it and change their minds. I don't want to hurt people. Oh, no, I'm not into hurting people. I'd rather be hurt than to hurt people. But I'm going to tell them the truth. I'm going to tell them the truth. There is no way to the Father but through the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. There is no way to God but through the Lord Jesus Christ. The church has been given that blessing to proclaim our Lord Jesus Christ in season and out of season, when convenient and inconvenient, in every era of the church. Advent, coming of Jesus, and the coming again of Jesus. Lent, the proclamation of his life, death, burial and resurrection. The cross. Easter, hallelujah, the resurrected Christ, bringing people to the empty tomb. Why do you seek the living one among the dead? He is not here. He has been raised. Let me tell you this. Many years ago, I was in Jerusalem. I had just heard that my mother had died in Boston. We were at the empty tomb, coming out of one of the chapels. And, you know, I had heard my mother die. What could I do? So what did I do? Oh, I said, this Jesus, whom God has raised up, has made us into his own people. My mother, by God's grace, is in the presence of God. She gave her life to Christ. Oh, it was a hard thing. I remember being on the plane with Ellie, my friend, Ellie McGonigal, who's with God now, all the way home thinking, my mother died and I wasn't there. I couldn't console her. I couldn't anoint her. My mother died without me. But you know what? She died in the arms of Jesus. I believe that. I had talked to her a couple of days before when I was in Jerusalem. She said, now, don't talk too long, Tommy. You're paying a lot of money for the telephone. I said, please, that's my mother. She's always trying to save a penny. The last talk I ever had with her, she said, don't talk too long, Tommy. You don't want to pay too much. Please, I could care less about paying too much. Oh, you don't know, you didn't work hard like your father and I. Well, she would tell me that every day. You didn't work hard like your father and I. But anyway, you know what? I was at the empty tomb when I heard my mother had gone to Jesus Christ. I was sad. But where could I be any place better than the empty tomb? Where could I be any better in Jerusalem, in the place where Christ was raised from the dead? Where could I be? What did I do? I prayed for her. I believe in praying for the dead. It tells us in Sirach, that's a Catholic book, it is a good thing to pray for the dead. You want to know why? Let me tell you why. Because now when I pray, is now for me, it's Tuesday, it's between 11 and 12. But when I pray, it's no day. It could be past, present, or future. My prayer and your prayer is without a time. Whatever you need it in the past, I pray now. God touches in the past. If you need it in the present, God touches in the present. If you need it in the future, God goes to the future. That's real. That's real. You are beloved of the Father today. You snapped us on to hear this, that you are beloved of God. He thinks you're great, and he has great plans for you. You only need to put your head in the head, in the other, what do they call it, whatever, where the horses are. You need to put your head in it. And Jesus put his head in the other. He's got plans for you. And you have been chosen. No, touch your heart. I have been chosen to bring people to Christ. Touch your heart to bring people to Christ, because people are lost. No one talks about being lost. I do. People are lost. They're into their own stuff. They don't know Jesus from Mickey Mouse. But as a matter of fact, they've gone on pilgrimage to Mickey Mouse land. But they don't know Jesus. You need to tell people about the Lord Jesus Christ. He's a living reality. You need to do it. I can't reach the people that you can reach. And you don't need to come on strong. You need to say, you know, when I was down and out, someone saved me. He lifted me up and gave me a new life. And I say, who is that someone? Oh, his name is Jesus. His name is Jesus.
All you need to do to be successful for Jesus is to be authentic. The anointing flows through authenticity. People respond to authenticity. You don't need to be Father Tom. You need to be the full expression of who God created you to be. Because within you, God put aspects of his love and his grace that only you carry. That you were sent to earth to release upon this earth. That you are sent to people to release that to people. You know, our prayers, Father's right, they're in the eternal realm. They're in the eternal realm. God can bring them to the past. He can bring them in the future. When the church militant, you know, we have the church militant, us on earth. We have the church triumphant, the saints who are already in heaven and who can help and intercede for us. And we have the church suffering, those souls in purgatory, who we want to lift higher to it. You don't believe purgatory is real? Okay. A lot of people don't believe Jesus is real because they can't see him. He's still right there. You know, we want Rosanamaresanamaso. We want the anointing to begin to flow out of us. The way the anointing flows is speaking the truth in love and being authentic. Being authentic. Father Tom, the most authentic person I've ever met. That is why God is able to use him. You don't need to ever try to be anything that you're not. You just need to be yourself, comfortable in yourself. I'm not this great holy man. I'm just Anthony. I got a past. Every sinner has a past. Every saint has a future. I just meet people where they're at. I don't try to be anything I'm not. I just tell them what Jesus has done for me, how he saved me, how God's no respecter of person, that God sent you to me so I could tell you about his love, his grace, his power. I can release what I have received from God. I've experienced realms and depths of his love through vessels like Father Tom, through great men of God, through being in the confessional, through sitting in front of the Blessed Sacrament, through fasting, through prayer, just through the will of God. So I just want to release that to people. I want to pull them into what God has given to me. Yes. See, when God has given you authority over, when God has given you the grace to beat something, you then have spiritual authority over that area. If you've conquered demons in your life, you have authority over those demons. If you've overcome addiction, you have wisdom to lead people out of that addiction. Whatever it is, God allows us to go through trials so we come to a place of victory in those trials. And then when we see people struggling in them, we bring them to a place of victory. We lift them high in the spirit. But we got to help God, right? To help ourselves. There's spiritual practices we need to do. As Christians, we need to be disciplined. We need to discipline ourselves spiritually, physically, emotionally. We need to do things. I heard a pastor say, those who want control over their lives, you're going to control what goes into your mouth, what goes into your body. You want to be able to fast, and you need to control yourself for food. You know, Adam, he fell in Eve because of food. Esau, they lost their birthright because of food. The devil's first temptation against Jesus was to try to give him food. You know, there's spiritual truth that as we come and we have discipline over ourselves in our life and we have authority over ourselves, then we begin to have authority over the spiritual realm, over the world, the flesh, and the devil, and it allows us to bring people into the love of God.
And the Lord says, where are you today, Adam? Where are you today? Just tell him I'm here and I'm desperate. I'm here and I'm desperate. I need you. I am absolutely in need of you, Lord Jesus. And you know what happens? He comes. You know why? He anointed you to pray that. He comes right now. Embrace him. Embrace him. Yes. Embrace Jesus. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.